But we're back. And of course, it's your boy Boogie. Ogun, a.k.a. Him. Himothy. Him for knee. Him the G. Him who doesn't hide. Him who seeks. Him with the shortest arms. Him still with the longest reach. And of course, my boy.
Precious. With a precious perspective. And as my boy Boogie said, we back in the stew. And we got a very special guest with us today. My boy. MM1230. I'm going to let him introduce himself, what he does, as well as where you can find him at.
Yo, how everybody doing out there? It's your boy, MM1230, double M in the building, chilling with my man Boogie and my man Precious.
I appreciate that.
You can follow me on Instagram at MichaelMarshall1230, and that's where my name come from. The double M stands for Michael Marshall, and 1230 is my birth date.
And M1230. I appreciate that. You just let us know what this. And that's you just did that just because you felt like that was the easiest. That you never had another rap name?
Well, I would have went by my real name, but it's like three or four other Michael Marshalls out there. So I just went with MM1230.
Okay. Appreciate that. Your name is important.
Yeah, it very is.
Your name is important. The top hat. I like the top hat.
Oh, thank you.
I saw you with the top hat on last time. So the top hat, where did the top hat come from?
I found it online. I thought that it was a good look for me, and I've been wearing it ever since.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So it's my signature look, basically.
For sure. I'm not mad at the top hat at all. We met at
Urban Lux Cafe.
Urban Lux Cafe. You had a song you did, the Las Vegas joint.
Yeah,
was
Vegas.
Was you in Vegas? Did you stay in Vegas at a point in time? Or did you just have a great time when you went to Vegas? Have you ever been to Vegas?
Yeah, I've been to Vegas once. I was on my way to California, and I was passing through. And you know what? I actually got stranded in Vegas. So that's why I came up with, the plane landed in Vegas. We ran out of fuel, had to change it.
Okay.
But yeah, I got stranded in Vegas, but luckily I got up out there. You know,
how long was you stranded?
I wasn't stranded for that long.
Okay, but it was still, you weren't supposed to be there as long as you were.
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to be there as long as I was.
Okay.
But I got to the destination and everything worked out.
For sure.
And you was able to come up with dope art from it. You know what I'm saying? Obviously. And so, and my question is, how easy or difficult is it to turn your situations into your art?
Oh, for me, it's very easy.
Okay.
Like, I wrote that song in 15 minutes on my way to California.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
That should change your life right then and there.
Right then and there. Right then and there. That's how I usually write all my songs, you know.
You never know what will inspire you. You know what I'm saying? When you a creative mind, when you do art, rap, sing, poetry, like, you never know what moment it'll be or what situation to happen that will inspire you, like, right then and there. You got to put that shit down. You got to lay it down, pen, paper, pad, or however you jot your shit down. But we talk about that all the time, just being inspired by stuff. And that'd be the best moments and the best feeling, for real.
That's true.
That's true. Happy you made it out of Vegas.
And so when did you start translating your words into art? When did you start creating music?
At a very early age, I started writing lyrics around 12.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe younger than that. And then I only took it seriously recent. You know, last year I dropped my first EP.
Okay.
Jealousy Always Get You a Rival.
And we can find out where we're at.
On DistroKid, all streaming services.
Apple Music, all that?
Yeah, Apple Music.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I was really proud of that project.
One more time, you know, I like to support, and you said it's called what now?
Jealousy Always Get You a Rival.
That's the name of the whole thing?
Yeah.
And so you say you just now recently start taking it serious. What was that jump? What made you go from, like you said, you started writing at 12.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Here you are, an adult.
Well, I would say early on, I didn't really believe in myself. But now I definitely had a confidence in myself and as an artist. and I know what I'm able and capable to of doing. And now I'm just want to take it to the next level.
Yeah. That confidence that you talk about, is it something that just like you learned it? Like, did you start having more confidence? Did you already have the confidence, or did you like work your way into being confident?
I already had the confidence. It's just I needed to just open up to people and
for sure.
And just be myself
for sure.
And don't worry about what other people think of you and stuff like that. And right now I'm in a really good place in my life, and it's not going to stop. I'm going to keep making music. I'm going to keep going because I do it for y'all. It's not about me. It's for every single person in this room and every person out there in the world.
And speaking of people in the room, we got guests. We got, well, family here. Real Duncan on the board.
For sure.
We got Jody Provocative in the back. Just to give, you know, just to let you know, it's always
attendance.
Yeah, attendance. Yeah.
And in that space, bro, talking about your artistry and confidence in your artistry and being comfortable in who you are and all that different type of stuff. How do you convey that in your artistry? How do you put that in your music? How does that come out when you going to make a project?
Well, I just try to uplift people the best as I can, and I just want to motivate them to be their best selves, the best version of themselves, and to live their best life, and to not let your problems limit you to achieving your goals.
For sure. You talk about starting writing at, what, 12, so early age. Did you have any music inspirations at the time, or any artists that you were connected with that helped you get through, you know what I'm saying, and made you feel more comfortable about writing?
Yeah, the person that's exactly on my shirt.
Tupac? Mm.
Tupac Shakur.
Okay.
He is one of my inspirations. And I have a very few that I'm inspired by, but I have others like Michael Jackson.
Okay. No, can't be mad at that at all.
Yeah, and it's just some others out there, but Tupac.
For sure.
Most definitely.
That's your boy.
Yeah.
Why Pac though? Like, out of all the, like, what made him so profound that he get that shout out?
I just think he was one of the realest and most loving artists that ever lived. Mm. His music, like, changed people's lives, and he did things that, like, was ahead of his time.
Mm. I feel like, I agree.
Yeah, I feel that. Like,
I agree.
The music, the movies, just him as a movement type shit.
Yeah.
I could dig that.
I agree.
I could dig that.
RP Tupac. So,
in creating your music, creating your art, what are the core values? I know you said something about kind of wanting to push people and making your music, wanting to push them to see the best in themselves. And mm-hmm. what brings out the best in you to do that? You know what I'm saying? In your artistry, when do you know, like, hey, this a bar, or hey, you got a good song with this? Or do you feel like all your music is just that? Because I feel like that comes with confidence as well. Like, just knowing that even if this song ain't something that everybody bump or play, when I laid this track, when I put this out there, I knew I did it with the best energy and intention. So, like, when do you know that you got a finished product, a finished song, or a finished piece?
I kind of just go in the studio and I just get in my zone, and I kind of get into a mood in my own world, and I just feel the music, feel the beat, and then I just somehow put everything into it, my heart, my soul, and I just wanna just give my all into every word that I write, that I say. And I just let the people decide whether it's a hit or not, but I know it's a hit because I'm fired, and right now I can't be put out.
Buddy, I feel that. I'm not mad at that at all. And I think that I know for me, I'm trying to find my, as a spoken word artist, I'm really trying to find what energy it is that I'm trying to convey and give to the people on the regular, so to speak. And so with something that you said, just said in regards to giving yourself in every word, what's that process? How do you do that? Like, and is it you knowing that, hey, I'm speaking my truth, so therefore when I give you these words, it's like they're undeniable? Or is it just you knowing that you want to resonate, so it's like hopefully they get it? Like, what's that? How do you get that out there? How do you give your all?
I kind of like sit in my room with a pen and pad, and I just write. And then when something come to and it sticks, I write it down, see what it sounds like, and then I just go from there. But I would have to say I would like to be as honest as possible and just tell my story and my life experiences and just let everybody know who I am and what my music is about.
How did your life, because like I said, when we all write, we pretty much talk about things. So how much did your life experiences and like your childhood and like coming up, like how much does that impact you when it comes to writing music?
Oh, it impacts me very much because I had a great childhood.
I like to hear that.
Yeah, I'm very proud of my parents for raising me right. I'm a positive guy. I don't like too much negativity.
For sure.
I stay away from that. So I just use my positivity and just, you know, just.
That means you make good music. Well, feel good music.
Yeah, I do.
Because like, you know what I'm saying? Just for the fact you say you had a great childhood, and not saying that you ain't never been through nothing, but the fact that you can even say that you know, came up decent, and you can say that you had you feel like you had an okay life.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And if you really mean that, then that I know you make that type of music. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
For sure.
And then being in that space of like feel good music, where does that, I guess, stem from in a space being in Chicago? The narrative ain't always feel good. We come from a drill era and all that different type of stuff. So where and how do you make place for the type of music that you make?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Because I'm trying to change that narrative.
Facts.
You know, because Chicago, we get a bad rep. But this city is a great city. I love this city. And everything ain't all bad, you know.
That's a fact.
And we need to see the good side of Chicago. And, you know, my music is very fun. It's happy. You know, it's peaceful, you know. And I just want people to, you know, get along and stop the violence, you know, and we can all be successful.
For sure.
I feel that. I think that especially in this space of artistry, I think that it is our jobs now, especially as voices of the community, to promote those type messages, you know what I'm saying? Understanding that, yeah, we may have not come from the greatest backgrounds or the greatest situations, or and especially for those who, like yourself, have come from a good parented household and good loving energy in your upbringing, it's like, why wouldn't I want to share them positive vibrations with everybody else, especially seeing the dynamic of the world that we live in. So again, should just like Boogie up. Said, I applaud you for having that message and spreading that energy, because I understand that that's not easy in this space, because people, a lot of people be traumatized. A lot of people, you hear about stuff. I'm listening to the news the other day. Lady was talking about how her crib got shot up, and she like, you supposed to feel safe while you at home. You don't think nothing like that going on.
Right.
And so understanding that the music and the entertainment and the arts and the culture right now really needs to be in a space of promoting peace and pushing forward a sense of fun, loving energy, because we need each other right now. We need to build within that artist community. And so for you as an artist, what are your future goals and or plans? What are things that you look to do in, you know, music going forward?
Well, I really want to help people with my music. So I really want to get into giving back to the community. You know, I want to do like volunteer work at the food pantries, because there's a lot of people out there without food and people shouldn't go starving or hungry. And I just want to help those in need and for those who feel like they don't have no hope.
For sure.
You know.
Well, say kicking positive vibes, man. I like that. I like that. We've had a lot of great people on the show that's kicking that same type of energy, same type of things, giving back to the community. And as you know, as us being the community and being the culture, I like to hear my people, my colored skin people up here talking about giving back to the community and standing up for the homeless and the less fortunate, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, shout out to all y'all. Shout out to my black people. Shout out to my black people that's trying to change the narrative and change the people around them.
What do you think the most challenging part of trying to change that narrative, if anything, for you has been? You know what I'm saying? Being, like I said, having so much kind of flack on the name of Chicago, what do you think has been difficult in trying to speak differently about the city?
Well, I would like to talk to the youth, the young people, you know, because I feel like they lost, you know, and nobody is really in a corner. You know, they really don't have anybody. So, you know, the ones that's out there on the streets, you know what I'm saying? I'm here for y'all. You know what I'm saying? I just want y'all to know that, you know what I'm saying? You're not alone. And I just want people to, like I said before, just, you know, we could love each other. We could all get along. It don't have to be any problems, you know. You know, because we all the same, you know what I'm saying? And it's going to be very tough. It's not going to be easy, you know, because a lot of people, you know, they used to what they doing, you know, they had their lives. So it's different, you know, everybody like to listen to different kind of music. And I get that, you know, ain't nothing wrong with drill music or none of that, you know what I'm saying? So, but like I said, I'm going another direction. I'm very positive, and I just want people to be happy and enjoy their life.
Facts. One of the things that you mentioned throughout that spiel was the relativity in music. And I think that if we start to use our voices in a way that do shine light on positivity, that do shine light on those that are trying to uplift our communities through the way of arts, I think that we'll start to have a better, really, product of people, especially when we gearing that toward the youth, because we understand that the younger generation, more often than not, is what drives the market in every
way of life, and especially in this space of music. So for us to be in a place of passing down positive information, positive messages, uplifting affirmations, you know, I think that that's something that for me in the last year, I didn't realize I wasn't doing enough of in choosing the music that I was listening to in regards to having affirming music in my ears versus the drill shit. Cause I like rap shit. I like ratchet shit. I like shit where they talking about smoke and who did this and da 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 da. That ain't no life that I live, so to speak, but it's an art form that I can appreciate. Mm-hmm. But also in taking that to account, you realize how much you're, I don't want to necessarily say damaging, but you're perpetuating an ideology that, in all honesty, doesn't serve a productive purpose. And so when you have music that's positive, that's upbeat, that's telling you like, hey, again, listening to Boogie open up every show, I'm him, Himothy, Hymphony, Hymnogy, shit that's letting you know how I'm stepping, how I'm coming. Like, I think that more often than not, these are the means and mediums in which we need to press out more. You know what I'm saying? These are the the voices that we need to hear from more often than not, because we understand the power of the tongue and going in that space of wanting to build community versus what we already know gonna tear us apart and tear us down type shit. So
with hearing being said, what can we expect to hear from you in the near future?
Well, my future project is the MM1230 EP.
Okay.
That's coming out, maybe the summer, early summer.
Early summer?
Okay. Yeah.
Let us know.
You know, MM1230 is more than just a name. It's more than just a brand. It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
A lifestyle. So I called it the MM1230 EP because this lifestyle we're going to live is the best lifestyle ever. And this lifestyle is for everyone, black, white, male, female, young, old. We bringing everybody into this lifestyle. It's about being the best version of yourself.
Hey, okay, I can dig that.
With that being said, tell the people one more time where they can find you at on all platforms. We want you to get streams. We want you to get new fans. We want you to get new listeners. We want you to, you know what I'm saying? We want you to be the best version of you.
You can follow me at Michael Marshall 1230 on Instagram.
And before we close out, I'm gonna wrap us with a precious perspective and understanding duality. One thing that you talked about throughout the interview was the idea and knowing of the negative side of the city, but also you trying to introduce that positivity and show that shine and that glow. And understanding that it's like that with us as people, you know what I'm saying? We more often than not have a multitude of sides that we need to kind of get to coexist in order to create true artistry, in order to create dope energy going forward. So understanding that we have to embrace duality. We have to come to terms with the fact that there's nothing wrong more often than not than being able to look at the light and the dark and knowing what you're working with. And so with that being said, we appreciate you again, God, for sliding through. Boogie, you got anything else for us?
I do. Just, this is for everybody, actually. I'm going to raise my glasses on this.
Okay.
Bonding with Boogie and A Precious Perspective is a platform for all my creative minds, rappers, poets, singers, content creators. We want to have dope conversation with you. We want to converse. We want to have some laughs, maybe have some cries if it gets that deep. Who knows?
For sure.
And that's pretty much it. We just we want to help you help us. You know what I'm saying? We're all doing things. We're not trying, we're doing. So with that being said, we'll see you again. We'll be back. New guests, new people, new content, new friends.
It's your boy, Double M 1230. Just wrapped up with Boogie and Precious. Let's get it. I leave a leak and dripping like Niagara Falls, but if it smell like stale fish, she ain't gonna get my tartar sauce. If your man disrespect, then he must got a lot of balls. I put the clip to the back of his neck like a barber dog. You softer than a Barbie doll. I tell your girl to assume the position and remove her drawers, but first she gotta know how to work her jaws. I make you ease on down the road like Diana Ross. I got the streets on hot from Exchange to Stony Kid. It's Michael Marshall, yeah, that same bony kid. From back in the day, I had the Sony Kid, PlayStation 2, the Dreamcast, GameCube. Yeah, like I said before, I'm still that same dude, but I'm quick to transform to somebody else like Shame Soon. If you feeling this, then give it a million hits and thank you, because I do things them other men can't do.